The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and today, as usual, lots of information so that you are educated about the many ways you can achieve support for your good health. And I just want to let everybody know that on Wednesday, usually it's Dr. Slavin who says good morning to you, but unfortunately my tennis game was rained out, and here I am. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Now, was that a last-minute call on your tennis game, or you knew from last night or something?
I was on the tennis court. We were hitting that tennis ball around, and then it happened.
All right.
Darn it.
And we have a seminar this Saturday.
We do. And that seminar takes place at 10 in the morning. The number to call if you are interested in attending this free educational seminar, 954-748-4991. And Dr. Slavin will be speaking. I will be speaking. And the information, very comprehensive, critically important for supporting your good health.
And over the last 30 years, I would say we've seen tremendous growth in alternative therapies, or at least patients looking for alternative approaches.
That's what I would say. More and more people are looking for the alternative approaches. These very effective but non-medical approaches have been around for years and years and years. More and more people are finding out about the efficiency of these approaches.
And people wouldn't be looking for alternative approaches if the mainstream approaches worked.
I mean, or made sense. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it makes sense to the drug companies.
There you go.
And I think that's part of the problem. So I want to tell you a little story about a patient yesterday. About a year ago, she'd been traveling, and she contracted an illness. And she's kind of vague about it because the doctors were kind of vague about it. They didn't know, and they treated her with antibiotics. And then she started developing kidney dysfunction. In other words, you know the blood test, you get BUN and creatinine that evaluate kidney function. It started becoming elevated, showing that the kidney has been damaged. It could have been damaged from the infection. It could have been damaged from the drugs they used to treat the infection. And of course, at one point they said, well, you have an autoimmune kidney disorder, and we'll just have to treat you for an autoimmune kidney disorder. What they mean by that is they don't really know what's causing it, but we'll give you the standard protocol for autoimmune kidney disorder.
So very frequently, Dr. Slavin, when you talk about mainstream practitioners categorizing something as autoimmune, number one, they don't know what it is that they're dealing with, and number two, the potential for it to be part of an infectious response is very high.
Yes, and so she was put on medication, Cellcept, and prednisone. The prednisone is given along with Cellcept to reduce the side effects of the first medication. What Cellcept is really indicated for is to prevent organ transplant or transplanted rejection. Organ rejection because it suppresses your immune system. So this is what they've done. They said, all right, you've got, so that once they label you as an autoimmune disease, now they have carte blanche to use these potentially deadly drugs. So she's on this drug, and she feels doesn't feel good, as anybody wouldn't feel good. Oh, and by the way, they told her, well, if the drug doesn't work, you'll have to get a kidney transplant. Okay, and then I said to her, well, if you didn't take the drug, what's the worst thing that can happen? You need a kidney transplant. So where's the benefit? But I'm going to show you the downside of taking the drug. Very common side effects in the GI tract include diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain.
Those are symptoms that she was dealing with.
Also, very common when it comes to your blood, low white count and anemia, and she is anemic. So the interesting thing is she anemic because of the kidney disease or is she anemic because of the drug she's on? Very common with the immune system, you can get sepsis, meaning you get the pathogen in your bloodstream, and they say primarily cytomegalovirus, 20%, gastrointestinal candidiasis, urinary tract infection, herpes simplex, herpes zoster, very common. Then you go to the cancer risks. You have risk of lymphoma, other lymphoproliferative diseases, and non-melanoma skin cancer. You go to the kidneys, and you get hematuria, blood in the urine, and tubular necrosis, and, of course, diminished renal impairment, which is kind of interesting. That's why they're giving her the drug, because she has renal impairment, and the drug itself can cause renal impairment. Other side effects, very common, edema in the extremities, elevated phosphate, which she has, low potassium, high blood sugar. For the respiratory tract, very common respiratory tract infections, shortness of breath, cough, pneumonia, respiratory monoliasis, which is a yeast infection, bronchitis, pharyngitis, sinusitis, rhinitis, pleural effusion. You can get fungal skin infections, arthralgias, meaning joint pain. And then other things you can get, edema, fever, chills, pain, malaise, hepatitis, jaundice, elevated bilirubin, common in the cardiovascular system, rapid heart rate, low blood pressure, or high blood pressure, either way, urinary tract infections. So I'm saying, is this the kind of, you know, it seems to me the drug is worse than the disease.
Seems like that to me. And unfortunately, she was experiencing a very lengthy list of those side effects that you just mentioned, Dr. Slavin.
Yeah, and a funny thing is now, all the side effects of the drug are being attributed to the disease they're treating, which, you know, it's kind of funny, too. Is now, and this is what they said. I remember years ago that there was a doctor who he wrote a book about AIDS, and he said that the drug that they were using to treat so-called AIDS was actually causing the AIDS. In other words, it was
suppressing
your immune system.
Right.
And here's a, you know, to me, it just doesn't make sense that you would use a drug that's more dangerous than a disease, because you are risking your life when you take a drug like that. Now, if you were taking it because you had a organ transplant and you would die if that organ transplant didn't continue.
Was rejected, yeah.
If you know, you want to prevent rejection, then you say, okay, I'll risk a drug with all these side effects so I can save the organ. Now, it reminds me also of Mickey Mantle. Remember Mickey Mantle?
I do.
And you know what happened to him, right?
I do.
He had, I guess from drinking, a lot of liver problems. And I think they did a liver transplant on him. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, and then they gave him immunosuppressive drugs so he wouldn't reject the liver transplant. And then he developed lung cancer. In other words, they suppressed his immune system, other cancers developed, and that's what he died from.
Because in addition to the alcohol, he was a smoker as well.
But I think the point is...
Oh, sure.
On his death certificate, he died from lung cancer. It didn't say he died from immunosuppressive drugs. So we've talked about the polychromatic intravenous light therapy. And what's been reported in the literature and what we're seeing with our own eyes is that patients with autoimmune diseases, at least so-called autoimmune diseases, are responding to this treatment, which makes the point that perhaps we have the wrong diagnosis for autoimmune diseases. They're really infectious diseases, because patients with autoimmune diseases are responding, like multiple sclerosis. Patients are improving with that. We've had a patient with, I think it was dermatomyositis, another autoimmune disease, and that patient was noticing a major improvement in her symptoms. But it's kind of interesting. The mainstream approach is to put people on these drugs with such serious side effects, and then you can't distinguish between the drug side effects or the disease side effects, but they blame the disease anyway. And you just continue it until you need a kidney transplant or you die from an infection.
And that applies to so many different drugs that I see people coming to see me and having certain symptoms, and they never attribute those symptoms to the drug that they're taking or combination of drugs that they're taking.
And one last thing is, if you suppress your immune system and get an infection, all the drugs, all the antibiotics in the world aren't going to save you without a functional immune system.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we will be back with more. Stay tuned.
Why should I do blood testing? I feel fine. Advanced medical testing provides information in advance of symptoms developing. Get the health information you need to stay healthy. Get the information you need to minimize the need for medical treatment. When you know where to focus your efforts, the results can be rewarding. Get healthy. Stay healthy. With the information you need from Advanced Medical Testing Center. 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on improving your health? You want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with me, Janet Cimarelli, at janetcimarelli.com. I'm a licensed nutrition counselor, and I specialize in the field of natural foods and supplements. I offer consultations with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. I'll educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. I will include information on overcoming allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with me, and I'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health. Visit janetcimarelli.com and tune in to hear me on Natural Doc Radio here on WNN, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11.
How do you know what testing you should get at Advanced Medical Testing Centers? Advanced Medical Testing Centers offers testing packages at reduced rates so you can test for most common health challenges, hormone imbalances, immune issues, heart problems, blood sugar imbalances, and many others are available at AMT Center. 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about the dangerous road you go down combining different drugs. And certainly, if you have been told that you're dealing with an autoimmune response, one of the things that you really do need to pay attention to is the drugs that are typically recommended for people diagnosed with an autoimmune issue. And keeping in mind that it's very possible when you're dealing with that autoimmune diagnosis that you may be dealing with an infectious microorganism. And that's where we can give you some guidance with regard to supporting your immune system in a very effective way. And I'm talking about the UVLRX. One of the things that will be covered are all of the details about UVLRX treatment, and that will happen at the seminar on Saturday morning here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, 10 in the morning. Please give a call so that you are expected on Saturday morning, 954-748-4991. And I'm going to repeat that this is a free seminar. So at no cost to you, your time is your only expense. Come in and learn about the cutting edge approaches in natural medicine. Dr. Slavin?
You know, we mentioned that drug with all those serious side effects, and that's really a drug that not many people take compared to other drugs that lots of people take. And
here's one that lots of people take.
And I just wanted to find out, I'm going through the Lipitor, which is probably the number one selling statin drug.
And atorvastatin is the generic name for that.
And the common side effects, headaches, low back pain, painful urination, you could have a stuffed nose, you could have constipation, heartburn.
Digestive pain, loss of strength, trouble sleeping. How many people are dealing with those? Those are very, very common. And when they might bring it up in a discussion with their doctor, well, what have you had to eat? Have you been traveling? A lot of different questions that might push it aside as something important.
You can also lower your platelet count. I'm bringing this up because a lot of times you'll present to your physician, he'll do lab work, he'll see some abnormalities, and then just shrug his shoulders and not think that the drug he put you on is causing it. The statin drug can cause peripheral neuropathy, cognitive impairment, memory loss. That's a common one. We talked about statins causing amnesia.
Under psychiatric, one of the aspects is insomnia, a very common issue, but also depression, low mood, a kind of feeling of disconnect, and increased instance of suicidal thoughts.
Now, here's one that I'm not sure I understand the connection, but a common side effect of Lipitor, that's the one we looked up, up to 10% is cardiovascular death.
And it makes sense. We talk all the time, Dr. Slavin, about rhabdomyolysis. What is that? Breakdown of muscle tissue. What is your heart? And we know that there is weakness, that potentially the ejection fraction is lowered when you're using those common statin class drugs.
Other common complications, non-cardiovascular death.
So death.
In other words, death is a side effect of statin use, could be from the heart, could be from other reasons, but it's listed there as under common side effects. And here's another example. They give you the diagnosis of high cholesterol, and now they have carte blanche to prescribe all these dangerous drugs to people instead of saying, you know, you could really correct your problem by just changing your diet, and there are no side effects except getting healthier when you change your diet.
Okay, sometimes people find it overwhelming when they hear change your diet. And they think, oh, okay, well, my favorite things, the things that make me happy that I eat. Well, I have lots of different suggestions for people that you don't necessarily have to give up your favorite things. You might have to modify that intake a little bit, but there are other things that you can take, bring your cholesterol into the desired range. And keep in mind, the desired range, in my opinion, is not always under 200.
I have a different approach.
You do?
I'm not sure what, when they say they don't want to give up this food or that food, what would you say the food that they don't want to give up?
They eat a lot of fruit in exchange for vegetables.
All right, so they don't want to give up their fruit. Okay, so I would say to them, is it worth dying over? Because that's really what it is. You take these drugs, you're putting your life in danger by taking the drug instead of correcting your diet.
Well, one of the ways that they can, here's my approach. We're arm wrestling here again. Here's my approach. I have a number of different fiber suggestions for people to begin introducing into their daily routine. And as they begin to see the changes, differences in maybe in their liver blood test values, maybe they begin to feel better, maybe they see their cholesterol coming down and they can talk to their physician about either lowering their dose or coming off a medication entirely, that motivation brings people to the realization that they can have a very happy life with really health-supporting foods. So it's just a matter of educating people on how to bring those healthy foods into their lives.
Now, I think last week we talked about a drug combination with a statin drug. It was
okay, simvastatin, was that the drug?
I believe so.
Okay, and the combination, combining simvastatin with
amlodipine. I'm just looking that up again to see what they
say. So a very common combination that people taking a statin drug may very well also be, it might be suggested to them, you're going to lower your cholesterol. That's going to be very beneficial for your cardiovascular health. Oh, your blood pressure, 150 over 85. You absolutely are a candidate for a blood pressure lowering drug. Let's give you some amlodipine. Amlodipine is also known as Norvasc. Is that correct, Dr. Slavin?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so the combination of simvastatin and amlodipine has some potential injurious effects, and there are major effects.
Well, let me just say something. You've heard of the term Syndrome X?
Yes.
Or what, metabolic syndrome. These are all synonymous terms, or insulin resistance. And what it refers to is a combination of symptoms. One symptom being high blood pressure, another symptom being high cholesterol. So it's very common to see the two combined. In other words, having someone who has metabolic syndrome can have high blood pressure and high cholesterol levels. So it would be very natural to put them on a drug to lower blood pressure, a drug to lower cholesterol. So, but this particular combination of Norvasc or amlodipine with simvastatin will increase the levels of simvastatin in the blood and therefore increase the risk of side effects such as liver damage and rhabdomyolysis, which can potentially cause kidney damage and even lead to death.
Muscle pain. Dr. Slavin, how many people over the age of 50 are free of muscle pain?
And unfortunately, it would be much better to check interactions before you start taking the drug instead of following the instructions here. They say if you have any unexplained muscle pain, you should seek immediate medical attention. Or if you develop fever, chills, joint pain or swelling, unusual bleeding or bruising, skin rash, itching, loss of appetite, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, dark colored urine. Come on, why are we doing this to people?
This is typical of how mainstream medicine works, Dr. Slavin. You continue to do the medications until something untoward occurs. You continue to move forward with a deterioration, say, in your cholesterol, your blood sugar, your arthritis, your digestion, until it reaches a diagnostic point where you're eligible for using a medication. So let it occur and then seek medical attention.
Now, you know, it's only a problem when it affects you and not for when it affects other people. New prescription drugs, that's a headline, a major health risk with few, I guess, offsetting benefits. But I want to go back to the topic we spoke about fairly recently, and it says that
I like the headline, Pharmageddon is upon us. It's interesting, Dr. Slavin, you were talking about new prescription drugs. The book, Best Pills, Worst Pills, their bottom line recommendation, take no new prescription drug until it has been on the market for 5 years. And I think a lot of people turn to their pharmacist, maybe to the nurse practitioner in their doctor's offices for information, because they are seeing the doctor so very quickly and they don't have a chance to have a discussion about a combination of drugs or the potential for side effects.
Well, here's a real eye-opening statistic. In June of 2010, it was reported in the Journal of General Internal Medicine that looked at the years from 1976 to 2006. So that's a 30-year period. They found that 62 million death certificates were coded as having occurred in a hospital setting due to medication errors.
No. 62 million death certificates. They read those death certificates, and 250,000 deaths were coded as having occurred in a hospital setting.
Okay, so only 250,000 deaths.
Right. Only. If you're one of the 250,000, it's no only. Okay, that music means it's time for us to have a break here on Natural Talk Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back, and we'll get our figures organized. Stay tuned.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Talk Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms,
come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. Just a reminder, Saturday morning here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, 10 o'clock, Dr. Slavin and I will be making presentations, education about approaches to support your good health rather than waiting for a symptom to appear and your doctor telling you that you're a candidate for this prescription drug. Learn about your alternatives, and that will happen Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Let us know you're coming, 954-748-4991. Dr. Slavin?
So, Janet, in the year 2009, there were nearly, and I have this number correct
now. Okay, good.
4.6 million drug-related visits to U.S. emergency rooms nationwide.
Isn't that astonishing?
So, drugs are serious situations. Now, how could that be? How are there so many dangerous drugs on the market? Well, it's because the drug companies, I guess, have control over the FDA, the governmental body that's supposed to protect the consumer from these drugs. Now, here's a company, Merck, for example. They paid out more than $5.5 billion in judgments and fines levied against it. It was 5 years before Merck made its $30 billion recall of the painkiller Vioxx.
60,000 people had already died after those 5 years of Vioxx being on the market.
Yeah, so when they get fined $30 billion, how many billions did they already make? They didn't lose any money. That didn't stop them. Then it was the vaccine called Gardasil. It's been linked to thousands of adverse events and at least 49 unexplained deaths.
And still being proposed to young women on a regular basis.
Because the FDA and CDC keep denying that all those complaints about Gardasil have anything to do with Gardasil. Then another drug company, Baxter, they've had dozens of recalls of products that have caused deaths and injuries. At least 11 different guilty pleas to fraud and illegal sales activity. More than 200 lawsuits, many of them stemming from selling AIDS-tainted blood to hemophiliacs, and more than $1.3 billion in criminal fines and civil penalties. And then you have Pfizer, the largest healthcare fraud settlement in history. They were ordered to pay $2.3 billion to resolve criminal and civil allegations that the company illegally promoted uses of four of its drugs, including the painkiller Bextra, the antipsychotic Geodon, the antibiotic Zyvoxx, and the anti-epileptic Lyrica. I think the takeaway here is, are we against every drug all the time? No. But don't take a new drug, because, you know, they have a way of getting these new drugs on the market. This is where they make the money, because there is no competition from the generic versions. And, you know, stick with the drugs that have been around for a while, at least 5 years, because usually by then, if it's a bad drug, it'll be pulled from the market. But it could take 5 years, as it did with Vioxx and Merck, right? It was 5 years? Is that what we said?
No, with Merck, it took them 5 years to pull Vioxx off the market. They paid more than $5 billion in fines, and it cost them $30 billion to recall the drug. But in that five-year time period, they made their money.
Right.
They certainly made back their investment.
And the 60,000 people had already died from it.
So it is this circle of collusion. There is the pharmaceutical company, the FDA, allowing these drugs to be brought to the marketplace, and the physicians all in a circle, and as well as the drugstores and pharmacists purveying these drugs that people, unfortunately, are bringing their prescriptions, assuming that some clearance had been achieved for this drug, that some approval had been made that was valuable, that was not an approval gained because of some benefit to the person or organization that was approving the drug. So if you present your prescription and you think that your doctor has evaluated it thoroughly as far as your need for the drug and the potential efficacy of the drug for you, think again. You are responsible, in my opinion, for that bottom line evaluation. And here it is, risk benefit. What risks am I exposing myself to by taking this pharmaceutical on a regular basis? What benefit should I expect to get? How long will it take for me to get this benefit? And shouldn't I investigate, the foods that possibly may interfere or enhance the activity of the drug? There are so many details to evaluate your drug, and in the short time some people spend with their physicians, maybe that evaluation doesn't take place.
And just shifting gears slightly.
Okay.
Have you had your vitamin K2 levels checked lately?
Okay, now, Dr. Slavin, the K2 levels that I see on blood tests, for the most part, I very rarely see someone who is low normal. They're usually middle of the road. Well, tell me what you see.
Well, you're correct. I rarely see anybody that's low. And again, you have to remember, when they take, they're taking from the general population. So that range that they're giving you as what they call normal is not really normal, it's average. And that you may need to really be above normal to be optimal.
Okay, so who are the people that you think should be attentive to optimizing their K2 levels?
Everybody.
Okay.
You know, so, and here's why. And it's probably not talked about that much, but I know a lot of our listeners are aware of this already. Vitamin K2 regulates arterial calcification. In one study, those who had the highest amount of vitamin K2, so there's no upper limit that you shouldn't go above. The ones with the highest levels of vitamin K2 were 52% less likely to experience calcifications in their arteries and 57% less likely to die from heart disease over a 7 to 10 year period.
Imagine the combination of benefits you could get with our subject yesterday, which was magnesium and K2, optimizing those two nutrients. Now, Dr. Slavin, there's a whole category of individuals out there who have been taught to fear vitamin K. And here are some of the questions that I get. Won't that make me have blood clots? Won't that make my blood too thick and I won't be circulating my blood the way I need to? I will have circulation problems. What about my varicose veins? That's some of the conversation.
you know, sometimes I think that misinformation or disinformation is deliberately disseminated to prevent people from getting healthier so that, you know, they get sick. Because the last thing that the medical industrial complex wants is healthy people. You remember, we spend in this country about $9,000 a year per person for health care, which is twice that of most industrial countries. Japan spends under $4,000 a year per person, and yet they live longer than we do in this country. So, you know, it's all about selling drugs and letting people get sick and doing procedures. But here's an interesting observation when it comes to vitamin K2. As we mentioned, it helps put the calcium back in the bones where it belongs. But if you're deficient, or at least not having optimal levels of K2, then you're going to find these calcifications in different parts of the body associated with different problems. German doctors evaluating the effect of vitamins K1 and K2 on the development and treatment of prostate cancer found that those who consumed the greatest amount of K2 had a 63% reduced incidence of advanced prostate cancer.
Very, very interesting. Dr. Slavin, I'm going to go back to those people who are being given blood thinning drugs. One of the things that happens with those blood thinning drugs, because ultimately the K levels in the blood are reduced because they've been told to stay away from any multi that has K in it, not to take any vegetables that are high in vitamin K. And I see those people having calcifications. So the calcium is being pulled from their bones and being deposited not only in their joints, but also in their blood vessels. Another mineral that's being pulled from their blood is iron, and I see that iron creating discoloration in their lower limbs. From their knees to their ankles, they have discoloration that is iron deposits just under the skin.
And just before the break, and this is really kind of interesting, and it's totally unnecessary. If you're deficient in vitamin K2, you run the risk of gallstones, liver cancer, bone cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer. They say that the inappropriate deposition of calcium throughout the body becomes an additional risk factor for all these cancers. And all you have to do is check your vitamin K2 levels, make sure it's above the range. That would be maybe the goal.
Okay. Sounds like a very good idea.
Especially if you're taking vitamin D, you have to have a balance there between vitamin D and K2.
That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. One more time, I'm going to tell you about the seminar on Saturday morning. So give the Institute of Advanced Medicine a call if you'd like to join us Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, Dr. Slavin and myself for a free education seminar, 954-748-4991. That's this coming Saturday, 10 o'clock at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, just 2 miles west of the Florida Turnpike. So I hope to see you there. Dr. Slavin?
Well, we have an example of the incestuous nature of our government officials and corporations.
It's so sad.
And by incestuous, we mean that the only explanation we can give for this type of behavior is that these people eventually want to get into the private sector and make the big bucks by helping out these corporations. So here's an example. In March of 2015, World Health Organization published a new sugar guideline that specifically targeted sugary beverages, stating that they were the primary cause for childhood obesity around the world, especially in developing nations, where the soda industry is now aggressively expanding its reach. Now, it's interesting in these countries, because they can't trust the water supply. In other words, they wouldn't drink water out of the tap. You know, you don't know where all the diseases in the water. So people do reach for, you know, soda, thinking, all right, I'm not going to get sick from drinking the soda, at least from infectious diseases. So the World Health Organization recommended a limitation on soda consumption, and that was a huge blow to the soda industry because of declining market shares over the years, because people are waking up to the fact that all these sweetened beverages are contributing to both obesity and the diabetes epidemics. So here's what they found. They found some email correspondence between Coca-Cola and the CDC. And the problem here, well, obviously, she didn't have a personal server
in her home.
they were able to find out these things before she had a chance to delete them. So the email correspondence between Coca-Cola and the CDC was obtained, and they were between the director of the CDC's Division for Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention and a doctor from Coca-Cola on its scientific and regulatory affairs leader and the founder of a food industry funding group. Now, here's what they found, that the CDC was making multiple attempts to aid Coca-Cola with the World Health Organization leaders whose action, like promoting a soda tax, were hurting the beverage industry. According to the report, Bowman, which is from the CDC, whose job is to try to help prevent obesity, diabetes, and other health problems, appeared happy to help the beverage industry cultivate political sway with the World Health Organization. So instead of, you know, being honest and trying to help the consumer out, it's all about politics.
So here we have very clear indication that the CDC, which we know is a private organization, a private corporation, that and people, I know that I did, people tend to put credence into directives from the CDC. And unfortunately, we're seeing in that circle that I was mentioning before, pharmaceutical companies, the government, the FDA, and drugstores, doctors, that circle includes the CDC.
You see, the mistake they made is they communicated with emails instead of meeting on the tarmac. There would be no recordings of what their conversations were.
It was just about grandchildren and golf, that's all. Oh, goodness. We just have to navigate through this maze with our eyes open, that if you want to support your own best health interests, you have to be aware that many times the information you may be receiving with regard to a drug or a food choice or something like that, GMOs and organic are part of that food choice discussion, you don't necessarily rely on an organization because they have underlying motivation for their best interest, which may very well be economic, but your best interest has to do with your health. And so my suggestion is do some research, find out the source of information that you're relying on to make a decision. And that's one of the reasons why Dr. Slavin is scheduling this Saturday seminar. Bring information to you that is going to be very supportive of your health and well-being, quality information from researchers around the world that don't necessarily have a hidden economic agenda.
And drinking soda is just a habit. It's not, you're not drinking it for health. It's just a habit you develop, and it's hard to break because carbohydrates, particularly sugar, are very addicting. We've talked about the study that showed that sugar was actually more addicting than cocaine. They've outlawed cocaine. They haven't outlawed sugar. Go figure.
Go figure. Okay. So this whole thing.
More people are dying from sugar overdose than cocaine overdose.
Certainly. And so when we see that something is outlawed and something equally or more addictive is still available, who's making the money? Very often you say, Dr. Slavin, follow the money.
Well, the politicians aren't supposed to be making the money, but they are in campaign contributions and lobbying efforts by the industries that they're supposed to regulate, but instead it seems they're protecting them. And this is why there's so much dissatisfaction with Congress. You know, Congress is the lowest rated part of the government. I think somewhere around 13% approval rating for Congress, partly because they don't do anything to help the public that voted them into office. And you saw that expose, I forget if it was 60 Minutes, I think, that Congress people spend most of their time dialing for dollars, in other words, trying to raise money for the next election campaign and doing nothing from a standpoint of helping their constituents out. So that's part of the reason people are really dissatisfied with the government.
It's interesting because we call those individuals in the House of Representatives, representatives. People who are supposed to represent the majority of the political climate in their particular state. And unfortunately, they are more representative of economic interests that are beneficial to them.
Unfortunately, people don't pay attention to politics and what the government is doing. And their vote is therefore cast blindly, and this is what happens. You just don't hold, they're not being held accountable. So
very interesting for people to understand that Monsanto was just very successful, and there was a bill passed that essentially they referred to as the Dark Act, deny Americans the right to know. And what is the underlying issue with that legislation that has just passed is the inability of the people to require that food purveyors label their food products as containing genetically modified ingredients, herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides. So keep in mind, those chemicals go into your body with those food choices and do potential damage. Just as the pests are being killed, so might the brain cells in your body be killed, because pesticides in general attack the neurological systems of the insects. So you don't necessarily want to expose your body to genetically modified organisms that have been spliced into the genes of that particular crop. Things like staph, things like fungus, things like a virus have been spliced into the DNA of the crop, and it is the largest experiment in human history, and it is an experiment because we have no idea where it's going.
But I have to tell you, looking for a label that says GMO-free is not much better, because they're getting sprayed also for those crops. So you really want to try and purchase organic produce as much as possible. It's still, maybe it's not a perfect choice, but it's way better than the alternatives.
Way better than the alternative. Lots of people ask me, well, can I trust them? Well, maybe, maybe not. As I said, some of the companies adhere to a very, very highly ethical viewpoint of organic. Other companies, not so much. That music means it's time for us to wrap up for today. We are done with all our breaks, but we will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.